Oh, there you are. I want to let you know right off the bat, I produce this show, I film it, I edit it, I put everything out. People always ask me, do you have a team of people, Kelly? Yeah, I have a team of people. A guy named Kelly, another dude named Kelly in production, a guy named Kelly in editing, a guy named Kelly who posts it. So I want you to know that for all of these shows, every single one of them, all my social, those are things that I'm doing on my own. And it's not to toot my horn, but it's just the fact to say that I just was about to start the recording this morning, and I'm lucky that I tested something. So to have a system is very, very important. And so I went to test my commercial before I started. I have a little Stream Deck right here. And when I push that Stream Deck, that changes the scene and turns on the commercial. So it's edited live for you right now. But a system is so important. And so I checked the system and my mic was not on. I'm going to check it right now and make sure this thing is on. It goes right into what we're talking about today, the corresponding proverb, corresponding day. It's Proverbs 6 and it's 3,000-year-old wisdom. And what I was challenged with yesterday was that faith without works is dead, right? But when I heard that, I was like, oh, but think of this. Take that those words away. Faith without works is dead. But let's put in knowledge without application is dead. And how can we apply knowledge? Only way is through wisdom. Where do we get wisdom? From the fear of God. Why would we fear God? It's not fear and trembling. It's just respect. And so when we have, how can we get respect for God? By spending time with him, seeing his character. When we do that, then we'll see that he's consistent all the way through. And this happened yesterday in my men's group. We were talking about the fact of praise God in all things. And I talked about that yesterday on the podcast. If you didn't get a chance to be able to experience it, go back. Go back into the playlist, the Wisdom and the Vibe. And we've got all the corresponding proverbs for all the corresponding days. It's on YouTube, and I'd appreciate the subscription and put on the notifications. That way you know when we're going live and we're going to bring you a new episode. And when I say we, my team, me, Kelly, this guy right here. So when we talked about praising God in all things, I was challenged on this yesterday because I went and I hopped in my truck and I pushed the start button, and the start button pushed all the way through the dash. Well, when that happened, I was like, oh man, I had to go to a meeting. So I had to have my wife drop me off, and I was thinking I'm going to get the car towed. I called a tow truck. And a thing that's huge for me is when you're in personal service or dealing with the public, I believe there's a couple of different things that are so simple, and there's the highest ROI or return on investment with them, and it's just being kind, like being nice to people. This is unbelievable because my pops would always say it, that, you know, personal service, a lot of times people overlook it, and it's free. It doesn't cost anything. And so I got on the phone with the tow truck company guy, couldn't understand him, he was very rude the whole time. I probably was rude back to him. And so I got frustrated and I hung up. Then I called the next one. They didn't answer. Called the next one. They didn't answer. Called the next one. They weren't very, I told her every single thing that, like, about me. My name is Kelly Cardenas. I've got a Nissan Titan 2018. All these things. I told them. And then she went back and asked me those questions again, meaning that she wasn't listening to anything that I said. And I got so frustrated, I hung up, and I tried again, two more tow truck places. You would think it would be easy to get your car towed. Well, it wasn't. And so I was so frustrated, I came home, and I hopped on YouTube, and I realized that fixing the ignition was so simple. And what God was telling me is, at first I was frustrated, but I thanked God right when the button went through. But I thanked him, and I was resistant to it. But what was amazing is I ended up fixing the ignition. It only took me about 5 minutes. And it saved me not only the tow truck, but going to the dealership and having the thing fixed on its own. And it's amazing because God had that plan, but he wanted me to praise him. He wanted me to praise him, to act on faith. And so that was a big thing because I had to put my theory into action. And that's what we're going to be talking about today, is putting your faith and put works to it, put your knowledge and put application to it. And how can this help you in your business? Well, there's four components to business. Number one is vision. Number two is leadership. Number three is culture. And number four is systems. If you want to go deeper into it, it's great. Got the book, The Vibe. Go check that out. It's on Amazon, or you can click the link in the bio down below. But how does this apply to business? Can this help my business? Can 3,000-year-old wisdom help my business? Well, I had a friend reach out to me yesterday. His name is Max. And he said, what's the good word? And I said, well, I asked him the question back. What's the good word? And he told me two things that I think that can help your business. He said, find the simple joy like these kids and you will have a great life. And he sent me a video of his kids and they were just playing and they were just laughing. And then he followed up with, happiness is always within your reach. And that's Maxwell Hunter. And when I thought about that, I thought about, wow, there's so many complicated things in business and I try and complicate them up. But if I find the simple joy like those little kids, you will find a great life. And happiness is always within your reach. What I always find is there's only three things that any business needs. Number one, they need exposure. Not enough people know about them. Number two, they need revenue, top line revenue. Or they need to be more efficient, meaning that they have top line revenue, but they let it slip through their fingers and their profit margin isn't as high as they would like it to be. And imagine that. Imagine if we kept it a little bit more simple. Do you need people to know about you? Do you need more customers? Do you need more team members? Do you need more revenue? Or do you need more efficiency because you already have those things? And I got a chance to spend some time with my buddy Shane yesterday. And it was amazing because as we talked, we looked at his business and the acres of diamonds was not out in the world that he was chasing after, but it was right underneath his feet. And after one conversation, we had lunch yesterday. We talked about it. Icon Industries, amazing guy. He's a one-stop shop for podcasting, and he can film and make sure and film all your social media and deliver it. And it's all for the cost of like a minimum wage employee per month. It's nuts. But we realized that his acres of diamonds were not out in the all over the globe. They were literally right under his feet. And it was amazing because I reached out to him later on. I said, what'd you take away from our conversation? And he said, he told me what it was. And then I said, what are you going to put into action? He said, I already called one person and I signed them up for the thing that we were talking about. And it's amazing because when we add action to our knowledge, things start to work, but we have to have wisdom, which is the ability or the right use of knowledge. When we do that, things start to open up. So again, how can this help my business? There's a couple questions as we go through. So write down vision, leadership, culture, and systems, but make sure that they're in that order. We got to have a vision. That vision will develop the leadership. The leadership will develop the culture, but the culture is a living, breathing organism. And the culture will spit out the systems, and the systems are nothing more than a list of your screw-ups. So all the rules and regulations inside your company or your organization are nothing more than a list of your screw-ups. And when that happens, when you communicate that, and all the communication has to go from the visionary has to communicate that to the leadership has to communicate that into a culture, the culture has to communicate that into the systems, which are nothing more than a list of your screw-ups. And a list of your screw-ups, right? If every person in your organization realized that your rules and regulations were nothing more than a list of your screw-ups, what would happen is they would start to be free. They would start to be free to innovate, try new things. And when they tried new things and they screwed up, all they had to do was write it down. Or if it worked, they needed to write it down and they need to systemize it and it becomes a part of the next system. But the system is not the thing that you fall in love with. It's the thing that you manage. And you simply love the people and you love them into a place where they feel free enough to innovate. And when they innovate and they have the ability to do that and they know if they screw up, then they could just write it down. Then guess what happens? All of those people start adapting immediately and you have adaptability. So it's amazing what can happen when we run down that line. So here's some questions for you in Proverbs 6 and how can it help my business? So the first question is, who are you in debt to? So ask yourself this. I asked this of my friend Shane yesterday, and he was talking about partnerships and collaborations and all these things. And I said, why are they there? And what we broke down is a lot of the collaborations that he had was simply because he didn't have enough money to be able to do the thing that he wanted to do. Now, this is a challenge for a lot of people, and this is just my own thing. My wife said to me one time we were going to open a business, and I said, I can collaborate with this person. I can make this happen. And she said, well, if you don't have the money right now, just don't do it. And I said, well, wait a second. I want to expand. I want to grow. I want to do this stuff. And I'm not against partnerships. Partnerships can be amazing. But I find when I have the money and then I go and partner, I rest easy. But when I don't have the money, I go and partner and I get the money. The person with the money tends to be in control. So ask yourself, who are you in debt to in your business? Make sure of this. In verse 1-5, it says, my son, have you put up security for your neighbor? If you have shaken hands in a pledge for with a stranger, you have been trapped by what you said, ensnared by your by the words of your mouth. Do this, my son, free yourself. Since you have fallen into your neighbor's hands, go to the point of exhaustion and give your neighbor no rest. Allow no sleep to your eyes, no slumber to your eyelids. For your free yourself like a gazelle from the hand of the hunter, like a bird from the snare of the fowler. So think about that. What it's talking about is, like, in your business, you need to be free. You need to be free to be able to move. I've been in partnerships, honestly, where it was about the money. And I couldn't do the thing because I didn't have the money. And what started to happen is then the person with the money started to seep in a little bit. And they wanted to have a little bit more control because they needed to take control of the money. Money is not bad. It's a good thing. Partnerships are not bad. It's a good thing. But I would say when you go into a partnership and you have enough to be able to do it on your own, but you bring a partner because they have value, this is the holy grail. And question number two is, are you in a rush? Are you in a rush? And that goes right into that verse number one, right? Or the first question is, who are you in debt to? If you're in a rush, guys, what I find with friendships, people always ask me, like, what can I do for you? And I say, honestly, be my friend. Because if we're friends, I'm in no rush. My friend, Will Simmons, has been my friend since I've been in fourth grade. It's been over 40 years that we've been friends. I'm in no rush for anything. And just, I mean, in the last couple of years, it's been amazing, all the things, but I could trust him at the highest level. Ask yourself, are you in a rush? Are you rushing into things? In verse 6-8, it says, go to the ant, you sluggard, consider its ways and be wise. It has no commander, no overseer, no ruler. Yet it stores up its provisions for the summers and gathers food in the harvest. Question number three, are you willing to do the work that no one sees? Verse number nine, how long will you lie there, you sluggard? When you get up from your sleep, a little slumber, a little folding of your hands to rest, and poverty will come on you like a thief and scarcity like an armed man. Are you willing to do the work that no one sees? Well, no one sees the production of the podcast. No one sees that I've got a system and I turn it all on and do all the stuff, produce everything, put it up on all the platforms, and honestly have the fastest turnaround. But I mean, within 45 minutes, we have it up. But it's when I say we, it's me. I'm turning on the lights. I'm producing this thing. I'm doing it, and I'm writing these things for you. Are you willing to do all the work that people don't see? Most people have no one's ever called me and been like, oh, wow, great production, because they think someone else is doing it. I'm doing it. But are you willing to do that? Question number four. Are you focused? Are you truthful? Are you kind? Are you showing discretion? Are you in a hurry? Are you honorable? And are you contributing? Ask this in your business in verse 16-19. And I'm going to give you some homework here in a second. So there are six things the Lord hates, seven that are detestable to him. Haughty eyes. That is, are you focused? Lying tongue, that's truth. Hands that shed innocent blood, are you kind? A heart that devises wicked schemes, do you have discretion? Feet that are quick to rush to evil, are you slowing down and are you in a hurry? A false witness who pours out lies, are you honorable? And a person who stirs up conflict in his community, are you contributing to your community? So ask yourself those questions in your business, and it'll be amazing what it opens up. Question number six is, are you honoring those who you value? In verse 20-23, it says, my son, keep your father's command, and do not forsake your mother's teaching. And it goes on and talks about that, and ask yourself, are you honoring those who you value? Those who you value, your mentors, are you honoring them through your actions in your business? Question number seven is, are you aware of the acres of diamonds that you are standing on right now? Are you content in the things that you're doing right now? In verse 23, it says, for this command is a lamp, is teaching light and correction and instruction for the way of life, keeping you from your neighbor's wife, from the smooth talk of the wayward woman. Do not lust in your heart after her beauty, or let her captivate you with her eyes. For a prostitute can be held, had for a loaf of bread, but another man's wife preys on your very life. Can you scoop fire into your lap without your clothes being burned? Can you walk on hot coals without your feet being scorched? So is he who sleeps with another man's wife. No one who touches her will go unpunished. Again, this is a figurative sense. When he talks about another man's wife or adultery, think about the fact of, in your business, are you aware of the acres of diamonds that you're standing on as opposed to trying to go out and conquer the world? I talk to people all the time about this, that they want to create an empire, they want to scale, all those things. But have you become the greatest at what it is that you do? If you work in Escondido, have you dominated Escondido? I learned this from a guy named Van Council. I did it the opposite way. When I first started my business, I started in Michigan, then I opened in Las Vegas, then I opened in Chicago, then I opened in San Diego, then in Salt Lake, and all over the place. But did I dominate? We've got to dominate first where we're at, our acres of diamonds. Think of In-N-Out. They have burgers, fries, and shakes. They don't have specials, but their drive-thru is always full. McDonald's has everything under the sun, but they're never full. Keep it simple. Are you aware of the acres of diamonds that you're standing on right now? And the last question that we have today as we finish up is it worth the risk? And so in verse 30 through 34, people do not despise a thief if he steals to satisfy his hunger when he is starving. Yet if he is caught, he must pay sevenfold, though it costs him all the wealth of his house. But a man who commits adultery has no sense. Whoever does so destroys himself. Blows and disgrace are his lot, and shame will never be wiped away. For jealousy arouses a husband's fury, and he will show no mercy when he takes revenge. He will not pour out any compensation. He will not accept any compensation. He will refuse a bribe, however great it is. Is the risk worth it? See, it says people do not despise a thief that steals to satisfy the hunger when he is starving. No one's going to discredit you for doing something that's not so honorable. But I could tell you that there are prices to pay. And I've ran into this in business when you cut corners, when you do those kind of things. And the reason why I say all of this is because your whole business teeters on the way, on the one thing, which is the vibe, like the vibe, the way that people feel about your company. The vibe is not the energy that your company brings into the marketplace. It's the way in which people feel about it. Think about Apple and think about Android. Apple people are sold out. Why? Because they feel a certain way. Is the features and benefits the most important? Is the price the most important? It's not. And with your business, it's the exact same way. And see, when we ask these questions will help to be able to form a vibe the way that your team and your customers will feel about your business. And that will be the vibe, which is the missing ingredient that can change everything. So the answer to the question is, can this help my business? Absolutely 100%. Go back, ask yourself the questions. Proverbs 6, I tell you, the corresponding proverb for the corresponding day never disappoints. 3,000-year-old wisdom. It's been around for 3,000 years, and it's principle-based wisdom. It's amazing when we apply it. Knowledge without action is dead. Faith without works is dead. Put it into action today. My name is Kelly Cardenas, and I'm officially off the hot seat. Peace, love, and soul.